Chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Let's remain standing in honor of the reading of God's Word. We invite those of you watching from home to stand wherever you are and give honor to the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Heavenly Father, thank you that in your Son, our Savior, Jesus, the Messiah, that we have all of the inheritance of Christ. All of the riches, all of the position and power and authority in Christ. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you in that today. And we ask now that as we look at these verses today about the devil and his schemes, his tactics, that Lord, we may see the reality of that. But Lord, that we may also be encouraged that greater is He who is in us than He who is in the world. And so, Lord, we rejoice in You this morning, and we trust that Your Holy Spirit will teach and guide us into this text, and Lord, that it will draw us to greater worship of you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. As we jump into these verses, which we'll come back to next time as well, as we jump into them, we want to see the actuality of spiritual warfare. It is actual. It's real. And as we jump into this passage, we see the actuality of the schemes of the devil in verse 11. Stand firm against the schemes of the devil. The Bible teaches us Satan is real. There is a real devil. And he has schemes. We have seen the reality of this earlier in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. You formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath as the rest. The devil, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. This world system and all who are a part of it, who have not been saved out of it, they are all under the influence of the prince of the power of the air. Every one. We hear words in our cultural discussions these days. Words, for example, like systemic racism. Have you heard that phrase? Systemic racism. Now, you know, systemic racism cannot be what the people who are talking about it all the time say. But there is a system. There is a world system, and the world system is dominated by evil. Systemic evil that dominates every unsaved person on this planet. Who's behind that? Satan is. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, we saw that we are not to be tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. The devil has schemes. Those who represent him follow his schemes. And his schemes are designed to attack true doctrine. That's one of Satan's great concerns. Attacking doctrine. that you don't be carried away by every wind of doctrine, but that you would stand firm in true doctrine. That is the Lord's desire. But there is trickery and deceit and scheming designed to take you away from that. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. So that no advantage would be taken of us by Satan. For we are not ignorant of his schemes. No believer needs to be ignorant of what Satan is up to. Why? The Bible's telling us what he's up to. And that's what we're going to be continuing to look at today. He has schemes. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Be sober, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. These schemes, this warfare, the struggle and the suffering that it produces, come to your brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Let's not be softened on this, minimizing it, by just making it personal. Say, well, this is about me. Why is the devil always picking on me? You know what? It's not about you. It's about every one of us. Every one of us. Your brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. This spiritual warfare, these schemes of the devil are everywhere. And they're everywhere that God's people find themselves. So the schemes of the devil, these things are real, and the devil is active. Now we want to, as we jump into this as well this morning, realize the actuality of the struggle that we have in spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle, do you see it? Our struggle. Say, well, I just want Satan to not pick on me so that then I'll just have it okay and everything will be all right. and whatever. You know what? The struggle of spiritual warfare goes on. It goes on. For you to consider, well, boy, I'm sure glad that I don't have any struggle today. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Our struggle, verse 12 says, is not against flesh and blood. That is to say, it's not merely a human struggle. There's someone else involved in this. The essence of the world's dilemmas, and you don't have to look very far to realize there are many of them all over the world right now, aren't there? The essence of the world's dilemmas is not physical. It is not societal. It is not economic. It is not medical. It is not military. The essence of the world's dilemmas is that there are malevolent forces of evil to us. They are invisible, but they are nonetheless real. Evil forces. ...2020... awakened people to this possibility. We heard, in fact, it was declared by our then president, that we are fighting an invisible enemy, referring to the coronavirus. We're fighting an invisible enemy. Well, we are fighting an invisible enemy. And there's an invisible enemy behind the invisible enemy of the coronavirus. These struggles are real. Can they involve governments, as we continue to look in verse 12 and we see rulers and powers, and you can find many commentaries on Ephesians that will tell you those are human governments, human rulers, and human powers. Well, those could be included, but that's not what's going on here in this verse. These are supernatural rulers and powers. The warfare is not about government primarily, though government is here one of the arenas of warfare that we will see. This struggle is against evil spiritual forces who stand behind the flesh and blood struggles. Oh, it looks like our struggle is against flesh and blood. Say, well, it's that person, it's that guy, it's that, well, yeah, okay. But there is evil power behind that person. And it's real. It's real. You cannot learn anything about spiritual warfare by studying psychology or sociology. You can't. These are not social problems. These are not brain problems. These are satanic, demonic problems. Our struggle is, verse 12, against the rulers. Now, we saw something about these rulers earlier in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Ephesians 1:20 says, Christ is raised, he's seated at the Father's right hand in heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21, far above all rule. Far above all rule and authority. Jesus is far above all rulers. Say, human rulers in government? Well, yeah, of course. But these are angelic rulers, in particular, angelic rulers who have fallen and therefore are demonic. And they rule. And Christ is far above those rulers. We have a real example of what's going on with these rulers in the invisible realm in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10, beginning in verse 10. Then behold, a hand touched me, the me is Daniel, and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I am about to tell you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Do not be afraid, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to your words, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to give you an understanding of what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to the days yet future. Here is an angel, likely Gabriel, who came in answer to Daniel's prayer that Daniel prayed 21 days ago. 3 weeks. Daniel prayed it. It took the angel 3 weeks to get to Daniel. Now, why did it take the angel 3 weeks? I mean, can't angels travel quickly and show up instantly and all that? Oh, yeah, they can. Well, why did it take this angel 3 weeks? Because the prince of the kingdom of Persia was withstanding him for 21 days. Finally, Michael, the archangel who defends Israel, came to help him, and he was able to get to Daniel. Do you see? There are invisible rulers. The prince of the kingdom of Persia, an invisible demonic ruler, standing behind the human ruler of Persia. And this demonic being was in a battle with an archangel and was holding him off until another archangel, Michael, came to help. And then they overcame the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now, this prophecy in Daniel is about the future of Israel. It's the future of Daniel's people, the Jewish people. Do you understand from the beginning the great attack of the devil, the scheme of the devil, has been to destroy Israel? You know that? And that's what is being attempted here. But this angel who has overcome is giving Daniel a message of victory in this, speaking prophetically. Behind human rulers are invisible, satanic, demonic rulers. And they do seek to affect and influence the outcome of things in governments, in wars. They really do. Remember, Jesus is seated above the rulers. Against rulers, against the powers, Ephesians 6:12. against the powers. The powers are also mentioned in Ephesians 1:21. And Christ is seated above the powers as well. The rulers, the powers, against the world forces of this darkness. World forces of this darkness, Ephesians 6:12. There are invisible forces seeking the victory of darkness. And in particular, the victory of darkness over the light of the gospel. Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world, that's Satan, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. What is Satan's scheme? What are demons' schemes? They are world forces of darkness. They desire to keep people in the dark, especially concerning the gospel. The gospel is the main arena of spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare isn't just about the devil picking on you. Spiritual warfare is about the devil keeping people from seeing the light of the gospel, from encountering Jesus in the gospel. Satan's big attack is against the gospel. So why does he mess with you? Well, to keep you from making the gospel clear to people. Say, well, I'm not saved yet. Well, he's busy blinding you. He's busy blinding you. So you don't get it. You don't understand. You don't realize the light of Christ. You don't realize what Jesus has done for you in his life and his death and his resurrection. Satan's blinding people. World forces of this darkness. And back to Ephesians 6:12, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places or in the heavenlies. Spiritual forces of wickedness. Satan, demonic beings, have access to the heavens. By the way, Satan still has access to heaven. He does. And one of the things he does there is tries to accuse you before God. If you're saved, God doesn't listen to that accusation because you have an advocate, a defense attorney, Jesus Christ, at the right hand of the Father, who always defends you. World forces, spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. Now, in the heavenlies, or these heavenly places, you know something about this from Ephesians. Do you know what I have as a believer? Ephesians 1:3. I have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. That's what you have as a believer. Say, well, there are these wicked forces in the heavenlies. Okay, but do you know what you have if you're saved? You have all the blessings of the heavenly places. Chapter 1, verse 21, which we've looked at, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the age to come, Christ is seated far above all of these powers, these forces, these rulers, these dominions. But not only is Christ seated there, in Ephesians 2, verse 2, the whole world, the unsaved world, is under the dominion of Satan and the prince of the power of the air. But what about those who are saved? Believers. Ephesians 2:6. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when you were saved, where are you seated? The answer is where Jesus is seated. In the heavenly places, at the Father's right hand, far above all of the rulers, the powers, the world forces. As a believer, you are far above them. Why? You are in the lap of Jesus. And Jesus is far above them, and you are in him. There is no fallen angel. There is no demon, not even Satan himself, who has authority over a believer. the believer has authority over them. Why? You're far above them. That's your identity. That's your position in Christ. That's where you are seated. You are no longer part of that world system of evil. You're raised far above it. Far above it. Now, that's the introduction. And it shows us this warfare is actual. There's something going on behind the flesh and blood, behind what you can see and touch and feel and even understand, is an actuality. It's behind it. Satanic, demonic forces, rulers, powers, schemes. For someone who says, well, I don't believe there is a devil, and I don't believe there are any supernatural beings and all of that. Okay, you explain what's going on in the world. You explain it. You say, no, Pastor, you have to explain it. I just did. What's going on in the world has invisible evil powers behind it. You say, I don't believe that? Okay, so you don't like my explanation. You explain it. Now, let's put these verses, we'll deal, you say, well, from verse 10 to verse 13, there were a lot of words you didn't cover today. Well, then, come back next time. But I want to put these verses in context in Ephesians once again. And if you've been with us in Ephesians, you know where we're going with this. The arenas of warfare. Now, we are to be a spirit-filled church, right? Ephesians 5, 18 through 21. The church, your relationships with one another, that is an arena for spiritual warfare. It's not just about you as an individual, it's about you and your relationship with your church. It's about the whole church. And understand this, Satan hates it. Satan has schemes against the church. Demons have schemes against the church. That's an arena. Marriage, from Ephesians 5:22 through 33. There should be Spirit-filled wives, right? And Spirit-filled husbands, so that we would have Spirit-filled marriages. Satan does all he can to attack marriages, even to prevent them from happening in the first place. That's an arena of spiritual warfare. Look with me at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But the Spirit explicitly says that in later times some will fall away, quite literally stand against the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron, who forbid marriage and advocate abstaining from foods which God has created to be gratefully shared in by those who believe and know the truth. Forbidding marriage, which is much more than just passing laws against it or something. It can be keeping it from happening. It can be perverting it. Do you realize you have something? It's all around you now because it's been legalized in your country, called same-sex marriage. That is demonic. That's demonic. That is deceitful spirits, doctrines of demons, forbidding marriage. That is marriage as God created and intended it. Marriage is being attacked all the time, and it can be attacked by divorce, it can be attacked by all kinds, it can be attacked by cohabitation without marriage, all sorts of ways. This is demonic. You do realize Satan is having a field day with marriage all over the world, but that includes where you live, right here. Ephesians 6, 1 through 4, family. There should be Spirit-filled children and Spirit-filled parents. And yet, the family is being ripped to shreds. Not only by what's being taught and disobedience and things like that, but you have things like abortion, that just make it so that families will not be. This is an arena of spiritual warfare. Make no mistake about it, the battle for the unborn, to defend the unborn, is spiritual warfare. This is not just a political decision. So, hey, if we get conservative justices in the Supreme Court, they'll do the right thing. No, they won't. They won't. Not unless they have Jesus. Not unless they too are raised and seated at the right hand of the Father and have authority over spiritual wickedness. This isn't about being conservative. This is about being saved. This is about having everything in Christ. Chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, the workplace. There are to be spirit-filled workers and spirit-filled bosses. There are to be spirit-filled employees and spirit-filled employers. And that's an arena. Satan will do everything he can to mess up the workplace. Why? Because other things in your society depend on it, don't they? Yep. But the rulers behind the rulers, Ephesians 6:12, governments, that's an arena for spiritual warfare. And we began with this and we finish with it. The gospel. Chapter 6, verse 19. Paul says, "Pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." The warfare is all about Satan trying to keep people from believing the gospel. That's the war. We saw it in 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. He blinds the minds of the unbelieving. Believers in Christ, you are, in chapter 6, verse 10, in the Lord. You are in Christ. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in who you are in Christ. You are raised. You are seated. You are above. You struggle and do the battle. You do it from the high ground. You have the advantage. You have the armor. If you're not yet saved, get out of the world system. Be saved out of it. Believe upon Jesus for your salvation, and you then will have this new authority, this new identity, this new position, this new power. You will have it all. And you too will have the armor of God. If you're not saved yet, you don't have the armor of God. You don't have it. You can't put it on because you don't have it. You need it. It comes with your salvation. Be saved today. Heavenly Father, we thank you again and worship you for all that is ours in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that though the battle is on and it's all around us, thank you that you have given us the high ground in Christ. We worship you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.